This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap-Up here for the premiere, as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
That is me coming into this podcast on a boat on the back of a truck.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I was picturing the Christmas tree truck when you said it. So,
oh, that's like, so much better. Yeah. Oh, gosh, I couldn't remember
that's
that.
That's more
well.
Your vibe.
It is more my vibe.
Was this filmed during the Christmas season? I'm trying to put myself back into like real time Joey, just like the premiere opened up with like real time. And then 2 months ago, where were we? Was this actually seasonally appropriate? Because I was feeling the Christmas vibes.
No, it wasn't. It was September. Okay. So that's why the Christmas tree that they had during Daisy's little cute date was so janky. They're like, we have two options here, the jankiest Christmas tree at the lot or nothing.
Exactly. It looked like an artificial tree that had been shoved in the back closet somewhere.
They like found it in the Bachelor Mansion because like the people who live there, like that's one of their old trees that they forgot to sell on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, can you imagine getting a listing Facebook Marketplace you're really excited about, then you up to the address and it's the Bachelor Mansion.
I would genuinely lose my mind.
Well, as you can tell, everyone, we're very excited for the premiere. I wasn't expecting too much, and it delivered.
In
a good way.
I enjoyed it. I would say that there was nothing particularly groundbreaking here, but I don't think that's what we need on night one of The Bachelor. The one moment they tried to be groundbreaking, it blew up in their face. So
We will get to that.
Yeah. So I think it's fine that they just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that it's just a 2-hour premiere. I still don't love the carryover from the COVID seasons, which is that the girlies film their own intro packages like on their iPhones. I miss the production value of a little crew going to the hometowns, and I get it's probably not as feasible for production, but it feels so homemade.
Right, it's which so it funny as you said that, like I could picture like a very specific intro. It was Tia in Wiener, Arkansas, like where they come to the hometown and you're like, yes, they sent a film crew, like here I am in Wiener, Arkansas, and they follow them around the town. I think we do need some of that to get us excited about our draft picks.
And I felt like we didn't get to know the girlies very well from the intro packages. Like I feel like the only one I really remember was Daisy. Even like Allison and Lauren had one, but nothing really sticks out except some like wide shots of Philadelphia. But now I'm saying that might have just been Joey's intro package.
Yes, I wanted to ask about this whole Philadelphia thing. I thought Joey was living in Hawaii. Apparently he's moved in his time since ending on charity season. He's just moved back home to Philadelphia.
Yeah, he did, to be closer to family, to help deal with his devastating breakup with charity, which I would be upset if I had to break up with charity too.
Yes, but I'm just wondering, doesn't he have a life, a job? Is he just like giving it all? I guess he has to put it on pause, but
yeah.
I wouldn't want to give up an apartment in Hawaii if I, you know, if I got a good deal. Maybe it was weighing on him and it's like, okay, I'm just going to let this go. But I thought that was like his lifestyle. Like, I'm a Hawaii guy now. This is what I want to do. So I was hoping to have a season filmed out there, and maybe that wouldn't have worked too well. I was excited to see more scenes from Hawaii.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd get some Hawaii moments, but no, we are fully on the mainland here.
Yes. Well, before we dive further into the mainland season, there were some news stories that popped up since our draft recording. So, Haley, what's the juiciest story?
I mean, the juiciest is obviously Dumois posting some scenes from a Caitlin and Zach quote unquote date, I think in New York City. I think this is New York City.
Yes. So it's not, has it hit the kind of the main news cycles, or is it still like the deep dark corners of the internet?
I'm not sure. Like, I've definitely seen it on Reddit. So okay, I don't know what
I've
that
seen
means.
It on Instagram. So I think some of the little blogs at least have picked it up. But I mean, this to me, this seems like a confirmation. They're just not like going, they're not confirming it on their own, but they're not like hiding out.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it would be very dumb for them to confirm it.
You think so?
I think this is one that should just live under wraps.
Okay. Until when?
Until they break up.
Okay. You're not seeing the long-term potential.
No,
No. Yeah. Is there any chance that this is still just messing with people and they're dancing together? It's not romantic.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think that this is probably like, I just don't think Caitlin's that dumb to be like being seen in public with this guy. And like, if they are just friends, having something to say, like, we are just friends. Like, we kind of went through something crazy together. Like, this, that's all this is. Right. So I just don't believe she would do that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, who knows at this point?
Yeah. So I guess they weathered the storm of the New Year's Eve shockwave of that she had invited him to her New Year's Eve party, and they had their arms around each other right near the countdown. So it looks like they could have been like each other's kiss for the new year, but there was plausible deniability there. And it could have gone one or two ways. It could have been like, okay, we never hear of that again, never spot them together. But now she's in New York where he lives. I believe it was his birthday weekend. So it seems like this baby has been a thing for a bit, and we're going to start just seeing it pop up. And yeah, maybe never on each other's feeds, just other people's feeds.
Yeah. I think that would be the smarter way to go about it.
Yeah. Live in the lore of Bachelor Nation.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think it's a good idea to go public with this one. So I would avoid it personally.
Yes.
Until you're ready to like hard launch your marriage, and then go for it.
Yes. Well, speaking of hard launches, there was a hard launch of a baby or baby announcement.
A baby announcement, not a hard launch of an actual baby.
Like, right. No.
Not launching babies here.
No. Ashley and Jared. I think this was kind of suspected because they're like, Amazon Live, we're going to have a big announcement. And that, I guess that's how they do their baby announcements, because that's how baby Dawson was announced. So they are pregnant again. I don't think they've announced a gender or anything like that yet, but congrats to them. They, you know, their son is so like just out of this world cute. So, but we also saw another baby make her debut. We're very excited for it. Claire Crawley had a baby, Rowan, born via surrogate. And Claire seems over the moon. What I want to know is Rowan, isn't that the jewelry, like the ear piercing of Target? Claire is like Claire's jewelry ear piercing. So
is
I don't
it?
Know if there's a link there, but...
That's so funny.
Yeah
very happy for her over here on the Bachelor wrap up. I feel like we've been through so much with Claire.
We have. I mean, I think she's kind of the common thread that links us way back to when we originally started even just chatting about Bachelor seasons together, because she's from Juan Pablo season, who's from Desiree season. So it's just like right before, because we started with Andy. So she was on Winter Games and was just sort of this pick that we didn't expect for Bachelorette as well. And we were really excited to follow her journey. And the journey was cut short. So, yeah, excited to see this news from her. Rowan, a famously chosen as the baby name for Robin and Kiva, name a baby. So glad someone ended up with this name. And then Sarah Herron also, I think it wasn't like a formal announcement or anything.
No, it was like kind of like not even a soft launch. Like, I think it was genuinely an accident on her part to just be like, we're having two girls. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Cause she said she or something when she was talking about them, but excited for her. In my TV watching news, I got into the Traitors in this off season. I wasn't really expecting that, but I was excited for, you know, some Survivor names, but there is a Bachelor contestant on the season. So if anyone's interested in some viewing, I recommend that. Pilot Pete is on the season. No spoilers here.
But he has been exceeding my expectations. I always kind of felt like he was a bit of a dummy. but he's like holding his own on the show, and I'm quite enjoying him, actually. It's so weird to like see all of these Survivor people interact with like The Bachelor and The Challenge, like all of these shows we've all been watching for so long. Mm-hmm. And then finally somebody was like, okay, hear me out. What if we put them all together in one show?
Right. And some that are experienced with gaming type shows, some that aren't in that world, but just seeing what they can do is really cool. Did you watch the first season where Ari was on?
I did. Yes. Oh, okay. And he's still so salty about it, which is deeply funny to me. Yeah. But yeah, the season's been really good so far. So if you haven't watched it, check it out.
Yeah, maybe it's the way, you know, like how now Survivor is just really casting people who know the show. So to get that effect of like Ari is like a typical person who like doesn't really understand how these shows work. And it's like, I'm just going to be bitter. So that's how we get that feel of like old school casting. Cast the Bachelor people. But yeah, higher hopes for Pilot Pete. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where this goes. It's been a good season. I like it.
Yeah. All right. So we're hoping for a great season with Joey. Seems like everybody, at the very least, was like, this pick for Bachelor made sense. Like, this was the final.
Finally, we had it. We all had a guy that, or like, we, there was a casting choice where we went, yes. Okay. We get it. Even if he's not. Even if he wasn't everyone's like first choice, he at least is a sensible choice. Like, he's not a Clayton or a Zach where you're just like, what?
Right.
Yeah. What's happening here?
He was about to propose. So he had his heart broken.
Like you said, he's haughty. I find him so charming, and I don't know if that's just because I have a crush on him, so I can't help it. This is just going to be a long season of me thirsting, and I'm so sorry for that.
And I'm sorry that his uncle has not made his appearance.
I know. Yet, I was really hoping that we were going to get an uncle appearance, but we didn't.
Really, we didn't get much kind of backstory here. It really jumped off quickly into the limo entrances, which is new. So,
well, because they have so many more women to get through. Amy, why are they doing this?
I don't know.
Did you notice it was more women than usual?
I think just maybe when we were doing the draft. But then Bachelor Data said that's not even really a true stat. That Matt James season had, I think, the same number starting out. And then remember how Michelle and some other women arrived later.
What a weird thing. So that was.
I don't know why they're just making these bold claims, but too many women. I get they probably had more applicants because again, Joey's hot, so
but there's at least five people here we could have just cut from the beginning.
Totally. Were you okay with not getting too much of like, let's dive into Joey's life story, let's just meet his sisters, a little bit with his family, a little flashback to Charity season, and then jump right in?
I wish we got more. Like, I felt like we spent so much time on the preview of the last day,
which right
could have really been used to like get to actually know Joey, because like we want to fall in love too. Like, we want mm-hmm. to understand what is good about this guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we jump right in. They also did something a little bit different, kind of similar to what we saw with Golden Bachelor, where there's like a scene at the beginning that sort of projects. Usually with Golden Bachelor, it was like something that happened that episode, but it was like a quick scene. This sure. was more extended, showing that final day when he's at the proposal location. And we had seen this kind of in the season preview earlier, where it's like something happens that doesn't happen before. And then it's like, does that rewind sound? And does this flash, like quick flashes of like you're rewinding. And then it says like 2 months earlier. So it's like we get little glimpses of his journey along the way, you know, super sped up. And then it starts out. Did you like that kind of like dramatic thing? And does it make you wonder more or want to get to that final day more or anything like that?
I mean, I don't mind it. Like, it's kind of fun, but it's also like I am going to watch the whole journey no matter what. Like, right. seeing that doesn't make me go, well, I guess I gotta watch all like 9 episodes in between to make sure.
It wouldn't hook a new person, really.
I don't think so. I think it's like more confusing, if anything.
Yeah, normally what they would do is like coming up this season on The Bachelorette. So I'm glad they're trying something different. I'll say that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I feel like we've been calling for just like trying something new for a while. So we can't sit here and fault them for doing that.
Right, right.
It might just not work as well as you want, you know?
Yeah. It did feel like we got more limo entrances to actually sort of see what they did. A little bit less montage-y.
Mm-hmm.
But now seeing that, it's like, did we need all these? They weren't the strongest limo entrances, I have to say.
What one stood out to you?
Okay, so you know what one stood out to me, just because I want to get your opinion on it, is Maria, who gave him a Canadian flag, and it was blurred out. Can you illuminate why, like, they don't have permission to share the flag?
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, that is the simplest thing, is that it's kind of like in the American Constitution. I say a lot of bullshit on this podcast. I am so sorry. I should fact check myself. Where like the American flag, you're not technically supposed to deface it in any way by like wearing it as clothing and, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. like, I think it's like a copyright almost, where they had to like touch base with the Canadian government to be like, can we use this? Or maybe they did it.
I'm surprised they even checked on this.
Maybe
they didn't. And then the
national flag of Canada is protected by the Trademarks Act against unauthorized use for commercial purposes. The use of the national flag of Canada in a TV show, as you have described, would have raised no concerns at the Canadian Department of Heritage. Because this person from EW, Kristen mm-hmm. Baldwin, emailed the department. So I'm wondering,
doing the Lord's work here.
Props to her. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe just nobody reached out and they were like, we should just blur this so that we don't get in trouble.
Yeah, having worked on things that have to get permissions at times, I could see it being like, well, did you get legal clearance for this? And they're just gonna be like, well, we don't have time for that. So,
well, and I wonder if somebody was like, you know what, it would be funnier if it was blurred. Cause like, think about how many more people are talking about it cause it's blurred. Like, it wouldn't have even made a wave for a second.
Kind of
if
a boring it was just gift,
but out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah. But I would say in terms of like a creative entrance, the voodoo doll was something different. Look,
I thought I thought it was cute, and it made me giggle.
Yeah,
I liked Rachel's lay. I thought that was
yes
really cute. I thought Daisy's was cute, maybe because I like Daisy. The Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. I don't care for the banana one or the big bra one.
Okay, so people who didn't watch the banana one, that was Zoe. And yeah, a lot of the ones I didn't care for, it sort of played out in who got eliminated. But Zoe had a tray of different bananas and they were cut in different sizes. And one was like a full length banana, but they were peeled bananas. And it was like, so who knows how long they've been sitting there? They probably smell terrible. I do not like overripe banana smell. It just,
I hate it. Like if there's like a banana peel, just like a peel, I can't stand the smell of it. Like it needs to leave.
So she's like, which one resonates with you the most, and made him pick which one. So, you know, he decided to go like second largest banana on the tray. I thought it would be funny if he ate it or something, but yeah, it was
probably I was expecting him to do something like that. He shotgunned a beer. Actually, it was really impressive how fast Lauren shotgunned that beer.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, did she have a trick can? Like, it was so fast, but because she's like, nobody ever beats me at this. But yeah, that was a little bit different. I kind of liked, you know, there's a lot of different tennis ones, but some of them were pretty creative where I think it was Evelyn who came in on that referee tower.
Yeah, I like that
chair. And then somebody had like a bunch of Medina balls, like just a bunch of tennis balls dumping out of the limo, and she said it took me a lot of balls to get here. That kind of made me chuckle.
I liked it, but all I could think about was how bad I feel for the person who had to clean those up.
Right. But they should have had one of those like tennis people like just running across.
That would have been funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Other bad ones, the giant bra, Taylor, that just was like, why?
Yeah.
And then even Lainey had this cheese whiz, and it was like a bad pun, like, take this journey whiz me. It's just the pun offended me. It's just not good.
We love a pun here.
We love puns. Like, say like, I'm gonna be a whiz at dating you, or I don't know, something better than that.
My jokes aren't cheesy, but yeah, this can is like, right, literally anything. Yeah.
So Jess coming in on the boat, calling it like, you're ready for a relationship, that's a little, you know, a little bit of a reach. But what about Caitlin with the chemistry experiment? Did you like that one? Pouring liquid into...
I liked it. I think it was memorable, but I also am just like, of course you have chemistry. Like, you just probably put... I don't know what the science is. Please don't make me think about it. That is not my ballpark.
Right.
But... you know, at least it was memorable and it didn't stain his clothing.
Right. Yeah. Other than that, I didn't really like the Kayla was doing moaning, but then calling it like, I was just working on my tennis grunts.
Yeah, I hate the moaning. I'm as your local favorite prude, like, I don't like any of the overly sexual stuff.
Yeah, I think Joey's with you, because I don't think, you know, Zoe got eliminated, Kayla got eliminated. So I think there's someone else who was like, I know you're going to be the total package, because I saw how Charity was so excited after Fantasy Suites.
Yeah, like, kill me.
Right. So, but midway through the arrivals, Jesse Palmer kind of reminds Joey, like, well, remember, like, there's somebody that you have met before. And I think he was just like making sure that Joey recognized Leah when she showed up, you know, because
it
might be like a total blur when you're meeting so many people.
Yeah.
But Leah had the envelope, and she comes out, she's the last one out, and she says, like, I hope we can open it together, and that this will be something, you know, I don't know what it is. Kind of been so curious, like, I want to know, and hope it'll be something that kind of helps our connection or something, which we know probably not. Ooh. Producers gave it to you, but we see what happens there. Do you want to just get into kind of how that plays out?
Yeah, of course.
That's the big story of the episode.
Yeah, so we had talked about it, and I do believe that this was one of the options we brought up,
mm-hmm.
was that she would be able to steal a one-on-one date from anyone
right.
before the hometowns.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pretty like, you know what? I kind of, as much as I feel like it was a little bit too emotional for like, actually like what
it the was.
Situation was, I can understand why in this situation she was so excited to have this envelope. And then it's actually just kind of a burden and she just wants all the girlies to like her.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand her getting like upset about this because it had been like a couple weeks of being excited about it and it was just shit.
Right. Like they said, it's not a date card. So, but yeah, maybe it could have been something else good. Like you're just advancing one more, you know, you're safe or something. But yeah, initially I was sort of wondering, well, is it that bad? But really, I feel like she had no choice but to do what she did, because if you steal a date from someone, you could be really upsetting Joey.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to go on the date with the other person and maybe he was planning to take you out anyway. You won't know if he was planning to take you out anyway.
Oh, and I know that she was never getting a date.
Yeah.
As long as that card was in play.
Oh, exactly.
She might not now.
True. Yeah. So, yeah, either way, like, it's just not good. But it did gain her the first impression, Rose. I thought she handled it really well. For TV purposes, I would have rather, like, they do something with it. Like, say, you must use this. My thought, so what she ended up doing is, you know, just kind of telling Joey, I'm not going to use it. I want to know that, like, this is an organic journey. And then in front of the girl, she throws it in the fire. But I think the move, like, say you had to use it, would be just say, I'm going to use it on the first date. That way, you know, I don't know who it's going to be. And yeah. It's not, because if you do it afterwards, when you know, like, sure. somebody, like, they could take it really personally. But yeah, initially, it seems like a good thing. Like, hey, you're a guaranteed date. You can pick which date you want. But I also think maybe they wanted her to throw it in the fire because it would mess up their plans. Like, say it was the shopping date.
Sure.
And they've got stuff for a certain size, or I don't know. Like,
I mean, they're all the same size anyway. So.
Yeah, so true. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, totally, totally.
If they had certain people that they wanted to make sure got a date, then.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So kind of like a literal crash and burn here, but you know, it's good for her. I think it made her stand out to Joey more so. In a good way, and she came off really well. But.
And I love that the two girls who hate each other the most already were yes. the two that we saw being like, I would have kept the date. Like, I right. don't care about these little bitches.
I think they know, like, yeah. hey, we're already fighting. We are not getting a one-on-one unless we had that. So
yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, let's talk about those two. It was Jess, who had the boat entrance, and Taylor.
Jess also got the first kiss of the season. And, you know, they had a good conversation. She came back and she did make a mistake in telling all of them that she kissed him. Like, what are you doing that for?
Right. Had a little smoochy poo. Can't lie. Gotta say it.
No, you can lie and you don't have to say it, actually.
Right. Right. Yeah, that was an interesting choice. I don't know if it was just a little tipsy, a little influenced, and just was too excited about it, or was this a calculated move?
I think she's just a bit of a dumb.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it occurred to her to be like, how about I don't tell the other people who want to date Joey that I kissed Joey on the mouth?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, because there's a lot of times where people just spot it happening, but if you get away with, like, no one saw it, like, just keep that to yourself. Like, you're just doing better than a lot of them, and yeah, have that as like in your back pocket kind of thing.
I was surprised that Jess was the one to get the first kiss, but then Joey was doling out them smoochies like candy on Halloween. Like, everyone
totally
got a kiss. You got a convo, you got a kiss.
Yeah I think after that point in the night, it was just like it was happening. So if you had one of the early conversations, then maybe not, but yeah, for sure. So, sorry not so special, Jess.
And then even Maria was like, I'm not kissing him after he's kissed so many people. And then she absolutely folded at the first opportunity.
For sure. Yeah. Maria is kind of like our wild card, I would say. She gives me kind of like a little
Corinne almost.
Yes, Corinne. Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Corinne vibes, like, seems like he likes her. She could go far, but he's definitely amused by her. And she's a she's from Toronto. Looked like very nice, like large home that she was it with her family. She got a video package. So
yeah, her dad is the CEO of a sprinkle company.
Okay.
Yeah.
This makes sense. Like sprinkles on ice cream?
Yeah, like the one. Yeah. Yeah. Like you buy sprinkles. And I have never heard of the brand before. It came across my desk, but you know,
Haley, some samples.
Yeah, that'd be nice. PR samples. Yeah. What a dream it would be to have a dad who is the CEO of a sprinkle company, you know?
Yeah, like it's not too outrageous. It's just like, it seems like made up.
Like, it does seem made up.
Like invented Post-its or.
My dad is the inventor of toaster strudels. Side note, I did go see Mean Girls, the musical, the movie, and I enjoyed it more than I was expecting to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And you're not a movie person at all, so.
I'm not. I go to like one movie in theaters per year, and that was probably it for the year. Getting it out of the way early.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. What is your read on her? Is she
like, she's unhinged. She's deeply unhinged. Yeah. Like this girl has never been told no in her life.
Uh-huh.
And it shows.
Right. Yeah. I think she has, like, I think she was a child actress too.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that story checks out to me.
Like, she at least appeared in one movie with Vin Diesel, because according to IMDb.
Oh my God. What?
I mean, because Toronto, they film quite a few movies there, right? Yeah, so if she was like getting into that.
Wild.
Let's see.
Oh, I guess we didn't really talk about Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Taylor. She was the one that brought the giant bra.
Yeah.
She got interrupted.
Yeah. And I can understand why she's mad. But then she just like held on to it a little too hard. And she shouldn't have stomped away from Joey because I feel like it looks bad. But yes. To each their own.
Yeah. There's always somebody that steals. There's always somebody that had already gotten time and still steals him again. Just have to like be happy you got any time with him, because as we saw, Evelyn was getting really emotional because she was one that hadn't gotten to speak to him at all. And they're already saying like, hey, time for first impression rose, you know? And I think that's kind of a clue. If you see the first impression rose come out, you haven't spoken to him yet. It's like, obviously you're not getting it. You might not even like get to talk to him at all. Can you imagine
if you did?
You know,
like you're just hot. Like,
yeah.
I need you to be here.
Totally. Wasn't there a season where it's like they had to give one like right away? Like, I don't know. Like,
I just remember Sean like giving it to Tierra. Like,
yes.
Like right when she came out of the limo, he was okay. Just so enthralled with her.
He just chose it at that time. Yeah.
And then I feel like he gave out a bunch more throughout the night.
Right. He was just doing his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's talk about the sisters a little bit. So they came in back to back. I wouldn't say like their face looks identical, but their hair, like sort of their overall demeanor is very similar.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't immediately think they were sisters, especially in this scenario, because it's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, once they both kind of told their background to Joey, he was just like, okay, like, and I thought they weren't going to tell anyone for like a long time. And then it was like 15 minutes. They're like, we're sisters. And then 25 minutes later, they're like, Joey, we're sisters.
Yes. If we thought the Leia's card of being able to steal a date, I felt like that's very survivory. This was like the twin twist, like just failing right away in Big Brother. It was just like,
absolutely. Okay,
they could not hold on to the lie. Or no, the duo's twist. What was it, the Big Brother season where it's like, oh yeah, we're secret duos and we're all gonna just like let everyone know in the first couple days. So yeah, I was excited to see like, let it go through a night one and see how you make it. And then I think, yeah, second week, you should let him know. So he's not, I don't know, maybe putting you on different dates, or let him know after he, I don't know. I was hoping to see them play it out a little bit. It would have been fun, created some fun moments, but they just couldn't handle it. They were just too excited to be sisters yeah. there. And I did love how the show put that little note, like, because they come up, like, we have to address the elephant in the room, everyone. They're just talking to the women. They're not talking to Joey. And then there's this sort of like subtitle. There actually is no elephant in the room. And it was basically crickets when they said, we're really sisters, everyone. I know you're all really? Wondering.
Great. They're like, whatever. Just yeah. like, do more of you to leave. Like, what do I care?
Exactly.
And Lauren feels like such a classic older sister to me.
Okay.
Like, she was the one to be like, we're sisters. Like, I'm going to kill you if you kiss him first. And then she kissed him first. And he's like, she's like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
How dare you leave me to last? You pick her first and you pick me last?
Yeah. I think they're really, maybe having your sister there makes you sort of default to middle school mode.
maybe. Yeah. Because that's what it felt like. It felt like I don't remember Allison speaking one time. Uh-huh. I just remember Lauren being like, what are you talking about? What's happening? Right. I'm the one.
Yeah. I mean, if he likes her more, then okay. But I mean, I'm older, my eggs, like, it should be me. So like, I should get dibs. So yeah, they are pretty different in terms of
yeah.
how they come across. So
yeah.
I think one of them is leaving very soon. Maybe one lasts a little bit longer.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. I think for sure we're seeing Allison for a bit longer than Lauren.
Right. Let me see who else stood out to you, like, in a good way, in terms of I see potential with him and Joey. Like, you had a strong draft.
I am very thrilled with my draft. Mm-hmm. Especially my number one overall pick of Daisy. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled to get Daisy. I think she had such a lovely I don't want to say a lovely package. we got her story that she went deaf in her teens, and she just recently got a cochlear implant, which is mm-hmm. something I don't think was in the bio at all, right?
I don't think so.
And she was just so cute and charming, and she's the one who grew up on a Christmas tree farm, and I thought her and Joey had really great chemistry. Like, I was like, oh, I feel good about this. She had like a different kind of music during her date where it was mm-hmm. just like a Disney princess music. I was like, oh, we did good here, Haley. We are running.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, when she was talking to him about, like, no matter what happens, I'll be cheering you on. Like, I'm like, oh, wow. Like,
oh my God.
Smart. Like, to say something like that. But it feels really genuine with her that she just is that kind of person. Like, okay, like, I'm happy to be here. Like, I'm really interested in you, but, you know, these other girls are great too. And just starting it off on a really positive note, it didn't feel like just this, like, here's everything about me, I'm going to blurt it all out. It was really like connecting with him and sort of seeing where he's coming from and what might be overwhelming to him. I think that was just like a nice, like, connection moment between them. So yeah, that was definitely a good pick. I think on my draft, I'm feeling best about Kelsey A, who gave him the voodoo doll. He seemed really, like, taken with her. And I just thought it was cute because you could see someone getting a voodoo doll and just being like, oh, okay, that's strange. But she had made it to look like him and
had like a little tennis racket with it. Like, that was so cute.
Yeah. And then she kissed it. And then he does, like, oh, I felt something here. I just thought they had a good chemistry between them.
Yeah, I feel best about that one too for you.
And then let's see, who else? We let Medina drop, didn't we? Is she on the listeners team?
Because Medina and Taylor, which is surprising.
Yeah, I think Medina, like, they had a little mini tennis lesson, and we got a lot more of Joey talking in ITMs, just sort of giving more feedback on different women, which I think usually we don't get. Like, there were multiple different women where he said, like, I could see myself with her, or she has this quality. So I like that it doesn't feel like there's a runaway, like, okay, it's definitely these four people, you know, right away. But So she was one that I was like, oh, let her drop too too far down. Also Jen, she was doing the go-karts, and then they both got in go-karts later on and were riding around the driveway. Thought that was cute. Lexi, I'm feeling good about having her as well.
Yeah, she's a good call, especially first out of limos.
Right, true. First out of limos. Thing is, like, first out of limo, then there's never anything really memorable that they do. It's just like, oh, they're wifey.
Yeah.
What did you think of Krissa? She did, like, this is my yes year. I think they had a little bit of a moment together. She was a Canadian.
Yeah, she didn't really stand out a ton to me.
Okay. Yeah. I was feeling good about her because she got an Instagram video package, but then they didn't show it on the show. So I'm like, oh, shoot. And then,
we're not going to make George count the Instagram.
I know. It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
We can't do that to George. It has to be TV only.
Exactly. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. There's not like a super clear, like, this is where he's going, but I feel like I didn't get to know kind of anyone that was eliminated, which I feel like usually there's somebody where we're following them along, and I don't know. It just didn't feel really dramatic with who was left behind. I would not know if I didn't have George's draft to see who left.
Yeah. I was very much like, oh, okay. Like, we literally didn't get to know one single person.
Right.
Went home.
So I'll just run through it. It was Nat, Zoe, Sandra, Lainey. I think Chandler is maybe the only one that stood out to me. Samantha, Kira, Talia, and Sam. Like, Chandler is really the only one that I could pick out and say, like, okay, she had a clever entrance and all that. But let's see on Tori's. Tori lost her first two draft picks.
Ooh, so sorry, Tori.
I think on her draft, I'm feeling best about Rachel. I really liked Rachel. She gave the lay. And what I liked is Joey was like, thank you for the gift. And we don't normally see it. Like to be really appreciative for the thing. Like, I think he could appreciate that she brought that from Hawaii.
Joey is killing me.
I know.
I'm like, should I have gone on this season?
Yeah, like, I know you and I were talking about his fashion. Like, just sending posts back and forth. Like,
yeah. I love the pink suit. Yeah. And then the brocade one you sent me the other day. I loved.
Yeah.
I love a man who's willing to take a little bit of a risk.
Yeah. All right. Shall we get into some listener questions?
Let us do it.
All right. This is from Tess Hagen. This is my first season in a while, so maybe I'm misremembering, but are there usually so many kisses on the first night? How long does this cocktail party last if the sun was coming up by the rose ceremony? Shouldn't they have started early if they had more women than any other season? Also, how mad were the producers when Leia threw the advantage in the fire? Okay, let's take this first one. Are there usually so many kisses?
Lately, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tess, I would love next week when I put the thread up, will you let me know, like, when was the last time you watched? Like, how long has it been since you watched? And also, why are you picking back up? Because that would also be great.
Is it
to
because
know.
Joey's hot?
Yeah, because Joey is hot. I get it. I would say that they didn't used to. Like, it would be a shock if there was one kiss in the first night, maybe two. But now, the last couple seasons, we've been a little freer with the mouth kisses.
Yeah, I remember with Ari, it was like, oh, he's the kissing bandit. And remember there was Annalise who was getting really stressed because she hadn't kissed him and he was kissing everyone. And maybe that started that back up. But no, I feel like there's other seasons where it's like, it's a really big deal. And then if you see them kissing just a couple of people, you're like, well, obviously they last a while. So maybe it's encouragement from producers to sort of say, like, hey, like, be free and loose with it, you know, because it keeps the mystery for, you know, or it loosens them up for the people they really are interested in, maybe too. So yeah, I think it's more recent development. How long did this cocktail party last? Shouldn't they have started it earlier? I think that would have been a little too smart.
They love a sun coming up. for the rose ceremony. They even made they had this happen with the Golden Bachelor folks too. We had 70-year-old women pulling an all-nighter. Like that was cruel.
That was. And then what did the producer think when she threw it in the fire?
I think they're disappointed, but like I think they're like, okay, you know what, this is like a at least impactful option. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think maybe it's kind of like, well, I guess that was a wrinkle we didn't think about, you know. Yeah. So they just sort of have to evaluate what they want to do next time, if they want to do this next time. They were trying something out. I think they were mad though because it didn't create drama, but it's like night one. I mean, maybe they picked the wrong person to give that advantage
totally,
to. Maybe.
Totally.
They could have had this at a date, you know, maybe second, a group date, second, you know, week of the season or something. And then you have to compete for it. And this is what you win. You win an advantage and you have to, you know, maybe they steal the date that same episode, you know, like you get to go steal someone's group date and you can't turn it down or something like that. But I don't think they thought to say like you must use it. So she had an out. And then we have Allison Hoden. Can you two role play Allison's hometown date if she lasts longer than Lauren? Or what would a double hometown date be like if they both made it? All right, who do we think is making it?
Oh my God, Allison, for sure. Can I request the role of Lauren?
Sure.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. Hey, we're back. Hey, Lauren. I made it to hometowns. I'm so glad I missed you.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Welcome home, Joey. Let's see what you would have missed with me. Also, I poisoned one of these wine glasses, and I guess you're just going to have to figure out which one it is. You dick for not picking me.
Lauren, I think
Allison, this isn't about you. This is about me. I'm the older sister. So I should be the one with the hometown. You know what? No, I've lived here longer because I'm the older sister. So I'm going to show Joey around town. You stay here with mom and dad.
Mom, dad, help me out. Lauren's being mean again.
Don't mess with Lauren. You know what she's like. End scene.
Okay, maybe she just has to make it just
yeah. Sorry, yeah. I really should have practiced my Philly accent before.
Yeah, this. I don't know the Philly accent. That's the hard one.
I did notice that they call her like Lauren.
Lauren. Okay, yeah, it's kind of the East Coast.
Yeah, Lauren. Yeah. Lauren.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Anyway.
Is it gonna be a 2-on-1?
Oh my God. Yeah, you're right. We're going to have an early 2-on-1.
Oh, no, that's too mean. But yeah, I think I could tell. Like, he already kissed Lauren, or he kissed Allison, didn't kiss Lauren. So I feel like that tells us what we need to know.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into draft. And we're doing draft questions again. Always a fun part to get bonus points. I liked how George, follow at GeorgeCTV, he tweeted out the draft results, but said like, but wait, there's a we're opening a card on the podcast. That is the bonus questions because I need the help. All right. George says, welcome back, Amy and Haley, and hello to Tori again. First off, Tori is returning for the draft, but she isn't the first returning guest. Jordan joined the draft for two seasons back to back, JoJo's Bachelorette season followed by Nick's Bachelor season. However, you had someone else do. Oh, I love getting the stats. Back-to-back drafts even before that. Survivor player Kelly is in my notes as being part of the first draft. I kept score way back on Caitlin's season. She returned the next season for Bachelor Ben with an assist from fellow Survivor player Randy. And didn't they like have every spoiler or something?
Felt like it.
A little controversy, a little asterisk on that one. Having now seen the premiere, at least Randy influenced it. Having now seen the premiere, if you were drafting all over and had the first pick, who would you select? Ooh.
I feel pretty confident that I would still pick Daisy first.
I know. I feel like I would pick Daisy because now it's like, okay, she's from Minnesota. I should have just gone with my instinct.
You should have. What were you thinking?
we have Minnesota girl. I feel like Bachelorette vibes from her. So I feel like it would give me, we've had Becca, we've had Michelle from Minnesota. So this would be the trifecta if that goes to Daisy. That's who I think, just because I would know she gets the limo entrance, gets that one-on-one time video package. Yeah.
Overall,
sweet human.
Yeah, I liked her a lot and I got good vibes off of her. So that was why I picked her first. Maybe I'm on it this season after a long hiatus of being off of it.
Right. All right. Scoring for week one. Haley has the early lead with 16 points. Thanks in part. Oh, I forgot you had Leah too. Mm-hmm. Leah getting the first impression rose. Haley lost 3 of her draft picks, but has all 5 of her top picks. I think it helps you too. You watch the season preview, which I usually do.
I know. And I feel like that was cheating and I don't know why, because used to be like hour long, like preview specials that you guys would watch. And I would be like, oh, I forgot to watch that.
No, but yeah, you can kind of see different people and, no, I don't. It just escaped me this time.
Yeah.
Tori is in second place with 10 points. She lost 4 draft picks, including her top two picks of Lainey and Chandler.
That's a tough break.
Yes. Amy's in third with 8 points. She lost 3 picks as well. Wait, what is this envelope with Amy's name on it? Let's open up and see what it says. Amy. Oh, I didn't know that this was
this. I did know this.
You knew this part. Okay, I thought he was just going to have questions. Amy is a player currently in third place. You have the option of trading any one of your 7 currently active picks for either of the contestants on the bench, Medina or Taylor. Any points associated with the players will transfer with them. Each week, if there's a contestant... Oh, I forgot we did something fun like with this last time, right? But we didn't really...
I don't remember.
I feel like Ethan had that option because he was
possibly.
Like... If there's a contestant on the bench that has not been eliminated, the player in third place will have the option of trading an active player for the one on the bench. Okay, this is awesome.
I love it.
Because I need this.
Yes, you do. What are you doing here?
I'm going to trade someone for Medina.
Really? I would. Yes. Okay, go for it. But I would pick Taylor, but you live your life.
Yeah, because we heard him say he likes Medina.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't hear him say he likes Taylor, but Taylor is like, she's VIP for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, who Medina. Are you letting go though?
Okay, I have to pull up my list again now.
Because I feel like we didn't talk about Autumn, but she got a lot of screen time.
Oh, true. So. No, I do like Autumn.
Yeah, so I don't think you should let her go.
No. And actually we didn't talk about Erica, but oh man, this is actually hard now that I look at my draft. Oh,
this is really tough.
Okay.
Maybe like,
okay, I'm deciding between
Evelyn
Kelsey
and Krista.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe Kelsey
and Evelyn.
Yeah. Oh, this is tough.
We didn't see Kelsey T at all, but
no, we didn't. You're right.
I really liked her. She didn't have an intro. She's bringing me no points. I'm just sort of torn because it's since I picked her third, but that's sort of irrelevant. But then Evelyn didn't get any time with him. Okay.
But you're losing a point if you get rid of Evelyn.
Right. Oh, this is so dramatic. Okay, I'm going to do Kelsey T.
Okay, that's a good call.
Okay.
Tough.
All right. It's tough. I liked her.
Yeah.
All right. Exciting, though.
Yeah.
It's more exciting than the stealing a date. Well, I feel like usually like our bottom two or whoever's left the listeners team, it's kind of like, I think we were right on. But this time I feel like, yeah, we missed a few.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's do some bonus questions for 5 points each. 1, when talking with Joey, Kelsey said, I had a military family, so I grew up in Germany. Joey responded with, I love that. I think this is a filler response Joey used multiple times in conversation. In episode 2, how many times will Joey be heard saying, I love that? Oh, is he following in Ari's footsteps? That was an Ari line as well. Like, oh, I love that.
Such a good crutch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say more than 1 time.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Zero times. I thought we had to give a specific answer. No. A, zero times. B, one time.
C, you just like, all I heard like, was really, you, like
more than one time. Yeah. That's,
yeah. All obviously. I heard you whisper was, I love that.
I love that.
It's like, you love my pick or?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. We have fun.
I know. All right. It's got to be more than one time. All right. C, more than one time. Two, Jess proudly shared that she kissed Joey. Will Jess get another kiss in episode two? A, yes, and she will tell someone. B, yes, but she won't tell anyone. C, no. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no too. Yeah.
I think that will cause more drama, that the fact that she doesn't get a kiss, but I wasn't really feeling it with them. So,
no.
All right. Three, speaking of kisses, Joey was shown kissing seven women on the premiere. How many will we see Joey kiss on episode two? A, less than seven. B, exactly seven, and you get 10 points for that. C, more than seven.
I think I'm going to say less than seven.
Okay. So it's tricky because what if the date is something like...
like kissing booth and
you kissing contest or... yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to go for the B just to get the bonus points.
Go for it. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Four. Let's make a prediction. Name someone you think will receive a pre-rose ceremony rose, one-on-one, or group date rose. All right.
I'm going to go with Daisy again here. Like, she feels like a safe pick for me to do that.
All right. I'm going to go with Kelsey A. Five. Who doesn't love animals on a date? How many animals will we see on dates in episode two? A, zero. B, one. C, more than one. Okay, are we getting like a puppy date or... horseback riding.
I'm going to go zero, I think.
Okay. Does this mean like the date has to be animal focused?
I don't think so. Appearance? I think it's just like petting a cow or like, let's say like it's not a bird flying by like that.
Yeah.
But
right.
No.
Okay. So it has to be like clearly seen and sort of involved in some way. Like,
it can't be in B-roll.
Right. I don't think B is not a smart answer to make, I don't think, because it's either one. No, I don't think so. You either do more than one or zero. I'll do more than one. I'll just say maybe there's something animal focused, but yeah, it's usually later on. But we'll see. Okay. Six, Allison received the first rose at the ceremony and her sister Lauren received the last rose. How will this play on episode two? A, they both get a rose, Allison before Lauren. B, they both get a rose, Lauren before Allison. C, only Allison gets a rose. D, only Lauren gets a rose. E, neither of them gets a rose.
You go first.
Okay. I think they're going to last one more week at least. And I think it will be the same play out because I think Lauren has the strong reactions, not Allison. So I'm going to
I'm going to say A as well, because I think Joey has a sense of humor and like likes bothering Allison or bothering Lauren. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think because they're from Philly, I think they'll last longer just because of that. Like there's a familiarity. Yeah. I don't think they're going the distance, but maybe Allison.
Maybe.
Seven, we went from 32 down to 22 contestants on the premiere.
That's how crazy.
Many, I know. How many will be left after episode two? A, 22. We get the dreaded to be continued. B, 19 to 21 are left. One, two, or three people leave. C, 17 to 18 are left. Four or five leave. D, less than 17 are left. Six or more leave.
I'm really stuck here because I'm between three or four people leaving, but I think because we're still so early on, I'm going to go with C, 17 or 18 are left.
That's where I was headed to. I'm thinking it's five. So I think because it's such a big group, they're going to want to cut it. I mean, honestly, it could even be D, but I'm going to go with C.
Yeah.
And then he asked about the blurring the flag as well. We did cover that. And then he has one more question. Did Leia make the best choice with her card? Was there a better response she could have made to appear noble in the moment, but still have the card available to use? Okay. So I kind of said my thought was steal the first date and just tell all the girls like, hey, nothing personal. I'm whatever the first date is, I'm just going to steal that one.
Yeah, I think that's the only noble way to use the card. I do think she did make the right choice, though. Like, it just, especially for her, what it seems like her personality is, which is trying to be like nice and sweet. Mm-hmm. I think she made the right choice.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think even doing the, what I suggested would still backfire. It's not like it's a great way to do it, but no. Just, I don't know. The only way I can think of that, you can't offend that person.
Yeah.
But they'd still be pissed off at you. So. Yes. That is it for questions and draft results. I am excited for next week. And yeah, just following this season. Haley, what have you been up to? Where can people find you?
If you want to email us any of your questions, you can email us at bachelorhappup@gmail.com. If you have not left us a 5-star review, please do. That'd be nice. It's helpful at the beginning of seasons like this. We would appreciate it greatly. And then what else have I been up to? Not much. Been quiet. I have a couple things coming up in the next week or so. So next week I'll probably talk about it, but until then, you know,
keep us guessing.
Yeah. just re-listen to this podcast again. And then you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @hstrong_. And if you want to check out everything I'm reading, you can check out my Bookstagram account @TheStrong Library. You know, I've had a pretty good January so far when it comes to books.
Fun. Yes. Yeah. And if you missed our draft that we did with Tori, it might be fun to go back and listen and see how far off base we were with our predictions and things. Because, I'm not too happy with all my picks, but yeah. That was definitely fun.
I'm quite chuffed here.
Yes.
I can't wait till that blows up in my face.
No, yours is definitely like if my card had said steal someone's draft, I would have stolen your draft.
I'm glad it didn't. I'm sure glad it didn't.
You can follow me @RHP Recapper. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.